Like a lot of Americans, Darlene Manswell has been struggling. Her Brooklyn home is in foreclosure, and she's been behind on her electricity bills, almost $3,000 behind. And so the power company, they came a-knocking.
They basically came to shut it off. And I'm, you know, just bargaining with people, you know. They wanted the full amount. I didn't have the full amount. I mean, I gave them whatever I could afford to give them. And they was like, that's not, we're still going to shut it off.
The price of energy has become a huge burden for many people. But Black communities, like the one Darlene Manswell lives in, are especially vulnerable. Andrew Horner researches energy use in minority communities for the sustainability think tank Redefining Progress and the Environmental Justice and Climate Change Initiative. Horner says Black people pay more of their incomes on home energy and heating expenses than other people. He says there are a couple of reasons why. First, Black people on average have lower incomes.
Energy is like food and shelter. It's a necessity. And people at lower incomes spend a higher percentage of their income on necessities.
But Horner also found that Black people at middle and higher income levels still spend more of their incomes on energy than non-Blacks in all but the highest income brackets.
I think we're safe in saying that it has to do with lower quality housing stock for African-American communities.
So it seems to all go back to a history of residential segregation, which has left many Black people in older areas with less well-maintained houses. Those buildings might have loose windows or poor insulation, and that means they are leaking heat and wasting energy. Horner also notes Black people are more likely to be renters instead of owners, and renters have less control over repairs or improvements. All of these factors have forced Black communities to find ways to adjust. Stephanie Bradford certainly wants to. She owns a home in a traditionally Black neighborhood of Brooklyn.
These times are serious. So whichever way you have to save money, you have to save it. This winter was horrible for me. I mean, it was a matter of either heating the house or eating. And it was really a choice.
She made it through okay. But she knows she has to do better this winter. And lucky for her, she found a way. Bradford qualified for low-income weatherization assistance. She's been able to install new windows, add insulation, and put in new energy-efficient compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wendell Rice is the director of the weatherization program. He says making these changes can help people like Stephanie Bradford weather the economic downturn.
She's doing the right thing. She's not dodging the bullet by getting this house weatherized, and that's going to cut the cost. If we do what we're supposed to do in here, her bills got to be cheaper.
Rice says he wishes he could help everyone, but these programs have a waiting list, a year or two long. But Rice notes if he could help more people lower their energy bills, the money left over could help them save their homes from the bank and their stuff from the repo man, and just go a long way in healing this systemic bias. For the Environment Report, this is Jory Lewis.